Tablet 5. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Genesis 1, 2b. God, Father, controls the universal mind, which consists of the three gunas. The sattva guna, sentient force in the universe, is the intelligent or decision-making part of the universal mind, mahatattva. The Rajaguna, mutative force in the universe, creates the recognizing part of the universal mind, Ahamtattva. The Tamaguna, static force in the universe, is the visualizing or screen of the universal mind, Chitta, and also the memory, Akasha. Through this visualizing part of the universal mind, God can see his universe. He can identify each part and parcel of it with the recognizing part, and then make the proper decision about it with the intelligent or decision-making part. Then the action will be carried out through the mutative force in the universe. The triangle downward represents the universal mind created by the three gunas, and is the representation of the sign Hari Om Shri Hung Hash, or God. Through the universal mind, God, Father, beheld his universe and saw how many lost parts were in his body, Purusa, or how many parts were not awakened, but still under the complete control of the Tamaguna. In short, he found it to be in a state of chaos, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. He created a great compassion for these lost souls, and greatly desired to help them out of the hell, and bring them to pure consciousness, heaven. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Genesis 1, 2c. Water is a symbol for manifested consciousness, ether. So God, Father, through his universal mind, Spirit of God, moved upon the consciousnesses, waters, of the universe and tried to bring the unit beings under his control, in order to guide them to pure consciousness. With the help of the universal mind, Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, he was able to guide the unit minds, the divine manifested as an elusive mind or consciousness as a separate unit, to reach the goal, pure consciousness, to become divine. These unit consciousnesses could be seen on the screen of the universe, identified by the recognizing part of the universal mind, and their situation was determined and decisions were made by the intelligent decision-making part as to how to best help these unit consciousnesses reach pure consciousness. The I Ching sign represents a unit consciousness. There is a dot in the middle of the I Ching which represents the unit creative force, mind, of each unit consciousness. Each unit consciousness now is under the control of the Father through the universal mind, Spirit of God. It should be noted that the I Ching sign is shown in a horizontal position. The horizontal line indicates passivity, still under the influence of the Tamaguna, or not being awakened. This horizontal symbol can be compared to a person lying down. It is a pose of passivity, and most probably he will fall asleep.